All right, and on tap for this week, the payday loan bill, a bill that Democrats said is the product of a lot of work and a lot of compromise.
Of all the news and the things that you've been hearing, we bust our butts on this game. And so it's a little disrespectful to me, in light of the current drama, to think we didn't work hard on this. We worked hard on this.
Now, Sean, you were at that press conference up at the Capitol, and the drama that Representative Fields talks about is the drama that involves Speaker Mike Sheridan's relationship with a payday industry lobbyist. How much of a part of the policy does that drama become?
Well, I mean, I think you're hearing in that press conference there's a certain amount of frustration from Democrats who admitted that, you know, the news of Mike Sheridan's dating a lobbyist has sort of overshadowed the issue of the payday loan legislation. And you know, to look at this issue, you really have to look at why it's interesting that Mike Sheridan is dating a payday loan lobbyist. First of all, he's a speaker, but last session in 2007, when he was just a rank and file lawmaker, he sponsored a bill that would have capped interest rates on payday lenders at 36%. And it, you know, as far as consumer watchdog groups are concerned, that is the way that you sort of snuff out the payday loan industry in Wisconsin. As speaker, he moved back from that stance and said that it went too far. And so there was a lot of question over why he would take that step back. And then for this news to come out, it just raises questions.
That's right. So he was for it before he was against it, in essence. But now everybody at the Capitol has an opinion about Speaker Mike Sheridan and the shadow over this whole payday loan action. But we decided to step away from the Capitol to get the opinion of someone who has less kind of glued to the partisanship, as it were.
Right. And here's what former Democratic state lawmaker and current UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says about Speaker Mike Sheridan's situation, quote, "Politicians have to be purer than Caesar's wife if they want to stay out of trouble. And when you're an elected official, there's no such thing as a separate private life. Everything is public. And even behavior that at the time was okay can be reinterpreted years later as not so. So I guess the standard is 101% transparency." That was UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee.
Mordecai also told us that the appearance of conflict is as bad politically as actual conflict. And he said just because something is permitted by the ethics code, that doesn't mean it's ethical. That's kind of an ouch.
Right. And I mean, you got to also step back and look at this. There are reasons why Mike Sheridan would step back from that 36% cap. It's a lot easier to propose something when you're just a rank-and-file lawmaker in the minority party than it is when you're a speaker and you have to manage the concerns of a number of lawmakers in your caucus, and you have to worry about getting those lawmakers reelected in the next cycle.
We should point out that, and we don't want to leave out the fact that some of the prongs of this bill are that there is no cap
right
on interest rates, and there's a ban on rollovers, and there's a $600 ceiling on the amount that someone could borrow. But I think much more will be coming out on this, and it hits the floor next week, and you'll be there for that.
Right.